Today is March 11th, and we're going to go back in time, back to this day last year, the day the NBA decided to suspend its games and later the entire season, the day the pandemic became real.
Rudy Gobert has tested positive for the coronavirus. Starting tomorrow, NBA play is suspended. This is the last night of NBA games for the foreseeable future.
That clip is from ESPN's new 30 for 30 podcast, aptly called March 11th, which takes us through the realities through the lens of basketball, how we woke up on March 11th to one reality, and by the end of the day, we had all become aware that another reality lay before us. Joining us now is Julia Laurie Henderson. She's a senior editorial producer for the 30 for 30 podcasts, and she joins us now. Julia, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, so 30 for 30, it is known for its in-depth documentaries about sports and sports figures. This podcast in particular interweaves the experiences of a vast number of people that day, leading us to an NBA game in Oklahoma that was scheduled to happen that evening. You could have focused solely on the NBA, but you decided to take us on a journey through the day. How did you decide to take that approach?
When this idea sort of first came to fruition last summer, I was talking to Ramona Shelburne, who obviously covers the NBA for ESPN. She was the one who sort of first imparted on me, like, this day, this was a turning point. I became really fascinated by what we were waking up to in that morning. What were the headlines? What were the stories that were supposed to be important that ended up being eclipsed by the pandemic declaration and then the suspension of the NBA season and really a whole new reality setting in?
Joe Biden this morning says he's unstoppable.
A good Wednesday to you. Here we go again with another warm day slated across portions of the southern United States.
A duo of Russian pranksters say they duped Prince Harry into believing he was on the phone with climate activist Greta Thunberg and her father.
The stunning twist on the grand finale of The Bachelor.
Julia, what voices in this podcast stand out to you?
I mean, I'm so thrilled that we got to talk to Dr. Fauci. You know, it's not often that someone like Dr. Fauci also touches on a sports story, but it was so fascinating to hear his story of the day, to watch how quickly that all progressed. And there's something so human about the way he tells it. And, you know, when he gets home and he's watching, you know, the presidential address on TV, it felt important to us to be able to hear that voice and to have that side of the pandemic unfurling.
I helped in reviewing the speech. And I got home essentially just in time. But the adrenaline and the energy of having gone head to head with the president, having helped with the editing of the speech, my wife put together some food and a glass of beer. I remember it was Lagunitas IPA. And I sat down, I watched the speech.
My fellow Americans, tonight, I want to speak with you about our nation's unprecedented response to the coronavirus outbreak that started in China and is now spreading throughout the world.
The president's speech was something everyone watched, but the real drama of this new podcast takes place behind the scenes before the NBA game in Oklahoma City. This is where producer Julia Laurie Henderson picks up the story.
The NBA has some protocols in place. The Utah Jazz arrive in Oklahoma City the night before. They have two players who don't feel well. Those players are put into quarantine, and the team lets the NBA know and contacts local public health officials. Emmanuel Mudiay, his tests all come back. He has the flu, so they know what he has. They can deal with that. Rudy Gobert's tests all come back negative, which triggers the next step, which is get him a coronavirus test.
I was in my hotel room in Oklahoma City. I was getting ready to watch my team play against the Thunder, and when I saw that some doctors ran on the floor and stopped the game, that's when I knew that something was going on. And I mean, I was a little nervous. I was waiting to get the call, and a few seconds later, I got the call from the trainer. And he told me that I tested positive.
It's a crazy moment in time. How, you know, we thought there were these precautions. Even the NBA thought there were precautions, and they were ahead of most. You know, there was distance between reporters and the players, and reporters weren't allowed back into the locker rooms, and all of these new things were in place that were, you know, we thought hoped were enough because we understood so little. But in hindsight, like, they were nowhere near enough.
Word of Gobert's positive test came back about 10 minutes before the Thunder Jazz game was about to tip off. And that triggered a series of rapid-fire conversations between health officials, Thunder owner Clay Bennett, and Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt, who was actually in the arena for the game.
Clay and I went out and sat on the front row there at his normal seats, and we were waiting for the entertainment to finish and wait for the announcement. I remember looking over at Clay, and I was with my son, and he was sitting there next to his wife, and I could just see his face. He was just, he didn't want to disappoint his fans and let his fans leave. I remember his wife was kind of rubbing his back and, you know, it was going to be okay to her husband, and he was very somber in the moment.
The announcement, of course, was that the game would not be played. And back at ESPN, host Scott Van Pelt and his crew scrambled to report the news and respond.
There's a moment where you, in your ear, your producer says, all right, the NBA is just suspended the season. The season is suspended. Woj is going to join us. And you're in your head, you're hearing that, and you're going, wait, what?
That NBA decision was just the start.
An unprecedented day in the world of sports. The coronavirus outbreak bringing nearly every major sport or sporting event to a halt.
The NHL has suspended its season.
The NFL has canceled.
The ATP has announced a six-week suspension.
Major League Soccer is suspending its entire season.
MLB is expected to announce today they will be suspending all
operations. The NCAA is indeed canceling the men's and women's basketball tournament. It's not postponed. It will not happen this year.
March 11th, 2020, was the beginning of a new reality for everything, including sports. Here's a reflection from reporter Tom Rinaldi.
Right or wrong, sports have an ability to spark national conversation in ways that some other institutions no longer can, or maybe never have. We look to sports for something. Sometimes it's distraction. Sometimes it's passion. But sometimes it's leadership. That's what the NBA provided in this one moment.
You know, when you look at this night, that is what the NBA did. They were the first to address this pandemic head on. They were faced with a positive test. And they made a bold decision, and they did it knowing it would have huge repercussions for them, for all other sports. And ultimately, you know, a lot of us took our cue about how serious this was based on what the NBA did.
Julia Laurie Henderson is senior editorial producer for ESPN's 30 for 30 podcast, which includes the new episode March 11th, 2020. Julia, thank you so much for talking with us about this.
Thank you so much for having me.